You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Taking a Look at the Resurrection. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Happy Easter. Today is Easter Sunday, and millions of Christians living in every continent and in every nation are celebrating with endless joy the greatest of all historical events, the miraculous and victorious resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 year ago, Newsweek magazine on its front cover had a large full-page picture of Jesus. And laid over this large picture of the risen Christ and in bold red were these words, Rethinking the Resurrection. In a 9-page cover article, author Kenneth L. Woodward made some very direct statements supportive of the Christian faith that you very seldom see nowadays in secular publications. Woodward stated, As the Apostle Paul insisted, the risen Christ is the center of the Christian faith, the mystery without which there would be no church, no hope of eternal life. By any measure, Woodward continued, the resurrection of Jesus is the most radical of Christian doctrines. Of no other historical figure has a claim been made persistently that God has raised Jesus from the dead. Woodward then goes on to explain, it was the appearance of the resurrected Christ that lit the flame of the Christian faith and the power of the Holy Spirit that fired the motley and fearful disciples to proclaim the risen Christ throughout the Greek and Roman world. It is refreshing, encouraging, and uplifting to hear a secular author so clearly and so publicly proclaim the facts of history regarding the resurrection of Jesus. Of course, it was not the Newsweek journalist who originated this good news. It was the angel at the empty tomb of Christ on Sunday morning who announced the good news to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. The Bible says that the angel said to the women, Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who has been crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. The angel's point is clear. Christianity is not a philosophy. It is neither a myth nor mysticism. Christianity deals with history. It is based on solid facts. When the angel said, Come, see the place where he was lying, the angel was saying, Use your eyes. Look at the evidence. This irrefutable evidence is the foundation of our future hope. And though you and I will surely someday die, through faith in Jesus, we are connected solidly to his victorious resurrection. Someday it will be said of all Christians, they are not in the grave. They have been raised from the dead, just as Jesus said they would. Look, here are the graves from which they have been raised. So then, my friend, if you are not now a dedicated disciple of Jesus, then you need to consider the claims and the promises of the crucified Christ. Christ's resurrection will empower you with a living hope. Jesus' resurrection will enable you to overcome all trials and all difficulties in this life. So powerful is the hope of the resurrection of Christ, it will dry all your tears at the graveside of your loved ones. Christ's resurrection has the power to console family members separated in distant cities. Christ's resurrection enables people to go into hospital operating rooms with courage. And Christ's resurrection enables even Christian military generals to go forth into battle with rock-like confidence. Let this same courage, built upon Christ's resurrection, be the source of your power as you face conflict in your office, challenges at school, or disagreements in your family, or even disturbances in your church. In all of these situations, the resurrection of Christ guarantees you not only power, Christ's resurrection brings you and your family forgiveness, which is able to resolve and to heal your most difficult relationships. The title of Newsweek magazine I mentioned a few moments ago claimed that many scholars today are rethinking the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and this is excellent. What a thrill to know that learned men and scholarly women are now discussing seriously the historic facts which are the foundation of the Christian faith. This same discussion, however, must go on and on, not only in the ivory tower of the academic community, but also in the daily lives of many of you who are now struggling through your jobs every day. Parents, let Christ's resurrection be the foundation of your courage, and then speak to your children about the confidence and the hope that they too can possess in the resurrection of Jesus. You see, this living hope will provide your loved ones with a clear direction and with strength as they struggle to find meaning in life and hope in a world that is so often filled with uncertainty and despair. You parents with children who go to the university, you need to alert your loved ones that their own faith may be attacked by so-called scholars. Not long ago, one news magazine reported that a visiting professor at Vanderbilt Divinity School does not believe in the historic facts of Christ's resurrection. Another professor, called a prolific Bible scholar and now teaching at DePaul University in Chicago, claims that the tomb where Jesus was laid was empty on Sunday morning because Christ's body had been devoured by wild dogs. These reports need never shock you. Ever since the resurrection took place, beginning on the very day that the event occurred, there have been repeated attempts by the enemies of Christ to deny his resurrection. In Matthew chapter 28, we read that some of the Roman guards who had been posted at the tomb of Jesus came into the city and reported to the chief priests all that had happened. These soldiers surely told the enemies of Christ that our Savior was not in the tomb, and this shocking news certainly caused quite a stir among the religious leaders of that day. The Bible says they then assembled, and with the elders they counseled together. Finally, they came up with their evil plan. These enemies of Christ gave a large sum of money to the soldiers. These religious leaders told the Roman soldiers, "If someone asks you what happened to Jesus' body, you are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep.'" Then the enemies of Christ further explained to the soldiers that, "If this should come to the governor's ears, we will win him over and keep you out of trouble." Then the Bible says, the soldiers took the money or the bribe, and they did as they had been instructed. Oh, my friend, don't let these foolish stories affect your faith in 1997. Centuries ago, the Apostle Paul, who had met the risen Christ on his way to Damascus, also knew that there would be many attempts to try to deny the historic facts of the first Easter. The Apostle Paul wrote, "I delivered unto you, as of first importance, what I also received, that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that Jesus appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time." The Apostle Paul's message is very clear. The resurrection is not an illusion. It is not our imagination. It is a fact, attested to by hundreds of people who saw Jesus after his resurrection from the dead. In Acts chapter 13, we also read, "God raised Jesus from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem." In Acts chapter 10, the Apostle Peter states, "God raised Jesus up on the third day and granted that Jesus should become visible, not to all people, but to witnesses who were chosen beforehand by God, that is, to us, who ate and drank with him after he, Jesus, rose from the dead." The first followers of Christ were not deluded fools as they stood up for their faith, and as they shed their blood, and as they faced hungry lions. In Acts chapter 4, we read that the early followers of Christ fearlessly stated, "We cannot stop speaking what we have seen and what we have heard." As you and I face daily difficulties, and even the end of our own life, there is no need to be tortured by anxiety or distressed by doubt. Just as Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross and 3 days later raised again from the dead, so also shall all those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ also be raised unto life everlasting. The Apostle Paul states, "For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." My friend, no matter who you are, no matter what background you might have, and no matter what you have previously thought of the Christian faith, rethink. Yes, rethink the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't look at the resurrection only as a theory or even as a mere historical fact. Whether you believe it or not, and whether you like it or not, Christ's death and resurrection now affects and will totally determine your future. Whether you accept or reject Christ and His resurrection will determine whether you will be forever united or forever separated from God. And then as you meditate upon God's Word, and then as your mind and soul are stirred by the good news of God's living hope in Jesus Christ, may God the Holy Spirit enable you to confess with St. Paul, "Christ died for my sins according to the Scriptures, and He was buried and He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. And because Jesus was raised, I too will be raised someday soon unto a life that is eternal." Oh yes, you can start over in life, and you can have hope with the blessed assurance of Christ's resurrection. Live with certainty every day that no matter what happens in the coming weeks or months, even if the worst should happen to you, through faith in Jesus, you will surely rest in the hands of your gracious Heavenly Father. My friend, make Easter 1997 the greatest event in your life. Confess to God your belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. God will indeed hear your confession, and your name will be written indelibly and forever in His sacred book of life. Happy Easter, my friend. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.